So life under the sun, life in this fallen world is short, elusive, confusing, and exhausting. And after much reflection, that was Solomon's conclusion. We can relate to that, can't we? Life brings us to jolting realities that we are no longer in our 20s, that our kids are no longer in elementary school, and we have more days in our rearview mirror than ahead of us. And we ask ourselves, how in the world did this happen? But as we ask the question, time just keeps moving on. Thanks for joining us as we continue our study in Ecclesiastes. To deal with the brevity of life, Solomon decided to pursue pleasure. As a powerful and wealthy king, he was able to have and do anything he wanted. He tried wine to escape reality. He directed all kinds of building projects, from palaces to parks to pools. And he won the contest for the most possessions. He had more stuff than any who had been before him in Jerusalem. That's according to Ecclesiastes 2, verse 7. And yet nothing filled his empty heart. So he tried money. Ecclesiastes 2, the first part of verse 8 says, I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the treasures of kings and provinces. Let's talk about money. Money is a neutral object made of paper or metal and confirmed in bank statements and portfolios. Contrary to the old adage, money doesn't talk or feel or act. Money is neither good nor bad. It's only used in good or bad ways. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, it's the love of money, not money, but the love of money that is the root of all kinds of evil. The desire to satisfy the heart with more money is a trap that has led many into ruin and destruction. That's according to 1 Timothy 6:9. And again, 1 Timothy 6:10 says, money has caused godly people to wander away from the faith. Years after Solomon, another rich man met Jesus. Like Solomon, he wanted to know how he could find lasting meaning and purpose. So he went right to the source, the Lord. After Jesus listed several commandments, the man said that he had kept every one of them perfectly. Here's the way the gospel writer Mark tells the story. Mark chapter 10, 21 and 22. And Jesus, looking at this rich man, loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. Go sell all you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. One of the saddest passages in Scripture. Disheartened by the saying, the rich man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Don't you think that's a sad story? The man wanted purpose, but not without his possessions. He wanted assurance of eternal life, but not without his money. And with this extreme ask from Jesus, go sell all you have, Jesus was showing this man that the God of money rather than the God of heaven was controlling his life. So how about you? What part does money play in your life? As someone has well said, money makes a great servant, but a poor master. Solomon said that chasing after money is like chasing after the wind. Father, the temptation is real every day for all of us. There's something within us that desires more things and tells us we'll be happier when we have them. So forgive us. Help us understand that all we have are gifts from you and should be used to honor you. Help us to love, honor, respect, and obey you with the money that you give us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.